Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday.
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Holla! Welcome back to the Every Day Saturday podcast, the number one motivational podcast on the planet. What's up, champion? How are ya? Hey, I want to talk a little bit about that closed fist that some people walk around with. You know, that closed fist that, you know, the old adage, you can't receive anything when you've got your fists closed, and you're always keeping mine, me. And that's the lack of abundance mentality. That's the scarcity mentality, which I used to have. You know, isn't it funny? I think you're starting to pick up for how long you've been listening to this podcast that just about every one of these flaws, I mean everyone, not just about, every single flaw that I talk about, I've had it, I currently have it, or I'm working through it. You know what I mean? I'm not one of these individuals who enjoys just teaching about theories. Matter of fact, I don't even know why you would teach about theories. If I haven't experienced myself, why the hell would I ever be telling you about it? You know, it's like, oh, here's my thoughts on being divorced and how to get through. I've never been divorced. Here's my thoughts on overcoming cancer. I never had cancer, you know. Here's my thoughts on, and I don't want to be that guy that's out there sharing thoughts and theories and myths about stuff that I've never been through. But I tell you, what I have been through, the scarcity mindset. Oh, man. Here's what's funny. Whenever I go out to eat with people, and my wife calls me on this all the time, and my kids do too. So that would be everybody I've met. When I eat dinner, I'm the first one done. And it's not that I'm the first one done. It's that you ain't even going to come close to me. We have a pizza. I'm done with mine before you're at your second slice. Okay. So the appetizer comes, the salad, I'm done. I remember I went to lunch with my girlfriend in college and her dad one time. This was back in the 80s, probably 86, 87. And yeah, he was taking us out to dinner. I'd never been out to dinner. I mean, hardly ever. Are you kidding me? 18 years old, away at college. It's Domino's on a Friday night, and everybody's putting together $1.50 each so you can buy the large. And oh my God, are we getting pepperoni this time? For real? Seriously? Who's the rich one in here today? So I'm out to dinner with my girlfriend and her dad, 18 years old, skinny as a rail, but could eat like an elephant. Like my mom was. My mom tells a story. When she was alive, she used to tell the story when I was in the fifth grade. We were going to a wedding reception of a family friend. And before we left, the supermarket in town, name was Tops. Tops Friendly Market in Bradford, PA. And they're all over Western New York. And I put a generic bag of shoestring French fries on a cookie sheet. And I used to bake I did my own laundry when I was eight years old, made my own food all the time. That's what happens. My kids have no idea how good they got it right now. But I used to make, you know, do my own laundry, put the bleach in, detergent, all that good stuff when I was 8, 10 years old and all the way through high school. And so my mom tells a story about how before the wedding reception, where they typically have food, if it's any kind of a wedding reception, I opened an entire bag of shoestring fries, put it on a cookie sheet, put it in the oven at 425 for 30 minutes, got it out, put ketchup on the side of the plate, and went on, proceeded to eat the entire bag of French fries. Why? Because I was hungry as a horse. Food wasn't always abundant in the home, and it was that scarcity, like, I better eat this because I don't know if I'll ever get another meal. Same thing out with the girlfriend's dad. I'm done. He's like, geez, Sam. Like, he literally, him and his daughter had taken their first couple of bites of the salad, and I'd already eaten it. And by the way, eaten all the bread they brought. And asking for another basket. Whoa. Well, that comes from when you're the youngest of eight kids and there's a lot of people in the house, there ain't a lot. If there's any leftovers at all, I wanted first dibs on them. You know what I mean? Like I wanted to first crack at those leftovers, and the only way I was going to get it is if I cleaned my plate down to where it looked like it just got washed. There's no sign of any food being on it. You know, practically doing everything but licking the damn thing. So then I could go back and get seconds. And I still do it now. My wife's like, please, there's so much food. You're not 10 years old anymore. Even if there's not, I'll make you more dinner. Just don't eat so fast. And I still do it. I do it. It's such a habit now. And that was my scarcity mentality. There's not going to be enough food left. I need to eat fast right now because if there's any leftovers, I got to get to it. And when you're in business, you think there's not enough of this business to go around. I'm the only coach. I'm the only consultant. I'm the only one selling this digital course. I'm the only one getting speaking gigs. I've got to get it. Me. And if I don't get it, nobody else can get it. And if there's anything out there, that's all there is out there. And what we fail to realize is there's so much, there's money everywhere. If you would just focus, I don't ever tell anybody to focus on money, but let's do it for just a second. Okay, let's just for the heck of it, focus solely on money. Look around you right now and look at how many different opportunities there are online and offline. All right, I'm in the car where I record just about every podcast now on my handy dandy little MV88 mic that I bought at the Apple store for $150. Shout out to Apple and the Shure, S-H-U-R-E, MV88 portable mic. So I'm looking at a lawn. I could mow a lawn. I could rake leaves. I could clean janitorial services. I could go in and contract out. I'm just looking around. I could clean cars. I could sell cars. I could flip cars. I'm just looking at everything around me. I'm in a parking lot right now. Everything on my phone, apps to buy and sell stuff on the apps, on the internet. There's money everywhere. But we don't think there's money everywhere because we're conditioned not to believe that. It's like if you were to go get a whatever business you wanted to get, you know, it would be like taking a teaspoon of water out of the ocean. There's so much money around you right now that if you would remove that scarcity mindset and understand that it's not a zero-sum game, that if you get rich, that means that somebody else can't get rich. That's the way I used to think. I used to think, well, if they sell a course on how to create a podcast, well, I can't do it anymore. I mean, literally, that was my mentality. And I'm not talking 15 years ago. I'm talking 5 years ago. Oh, they got a course. They're running Facebook ads. Well, there it is. Well, there goes all the business to try to sell podcasts. I mean, how stupid is that? I knew better, but my mind was still conditioned. And I had to go back to my original training, my mindset, my personal development that I've been working on, the mentors, the individual that gave me that metaphor, Bob Proctor, of taking a teaspoon of water out of the ocean. That was what I had to go back to and say, Sam, you're an idiot. Okay. This is the way I thought. You're an idiot. There's so much out there. Okay. For you, stop thinking like this. If someone else gets booked to speak, it doesn't matter. You know, I remember this, back in 2012, I was promoting a company, Empower Network, network marketing company, which I don't, you know, every now and again, like literally once every 10 years, I'll get involved in something that I think will help other people. And the reason I got involved in Empower Network was because they already had sales funnels built and you could get started for $25 and get access to a lot of great training. So for $25, heck yeah, I'll promote that to everybody. It didn't work out like most network biz ops don't, because just leadership, you're at really the mercy of the leadership. If they decide to go haywire, well, guess what? There goes your whole downline and all your funnel. But anyway, while it was in, I met so many amazing people that I'm still friends with today as a result of being involved in that biz op back in 2012. Well, somebody caught wind that I was in it, and they sent me a Facebook message and said, hey, Sam, I see we have a mutual friend. Some lady sent me this message, and we have a mutual friend, Gladys McCravis. That's not a real name, by the way. I don't know anybody named Gladys McCravis. But anyway, I have 5,000 friends on Facebook, another 3,000 or so that follow me. So, I mean, yeah, okay. You're telling me, and her point was, hey, Sam, I see we have a mutual friend in Gladys McCravis, and I'm an Empower Network, and if she sends you a message wanting to get started, you can't bring her on your team. She's on my team. I'm first contact. I'm like, okay, first of all, this is not my main business, okay? I'm in it to help other people. And yeah, of course, to make income, earn income on the side, passive income. That was great. Secondly, I don't even know who you are, let alone Gladys. So there's the second strike. The third strike is that you have such a scarcity mindset that you would sit at your computer and type a message to somebody you don't know, you've never met, about an individual who's not on your team, this lady, Gladys, and probably never will be, but you're so holding on with that clenched fist to one person that you're missing out on another 100 people that you could be out recruiting if you ever felt like you wanted to take this business to another level, which you probably never did. Think about that. Think about that mentality right there of messaging somebody on Facebook saying, hey, of all the research and the time that I've wasted to try to find people that I know that also know other people, I'm going to send messages out to prevent them from joining their team rather than go out there. Do you know anybody like that? I do. I know hundreds of people like that. Thousands of people I've met in my lifetime, most of them in the corporate world. Because in the corporate world, it is a zero-sum game. If I don't get promoted, you can't get promoted. Or if you're in sales, that's my prospect, you can't talk to them. You ever been in a sales environment? Oh my God, it's cutthroat. Hey, that's my prospect, you can't talk to them. That's mine. Nope, no, 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 that's mine. Nope, that's mine. But they don't want to work with you. They're awkward. They just told me they don't want to work. No, 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 no. I was first in on that sale. It's crazy, man. That's why I got out of that gig as well, because corporate is a zero-sum game. There's only one VP spot available. If I don't get it, if you don't, I got to have it, okay? If I don't get it, you can't get it. It's so stupid. Don't be like that. Don't walk around with a clenched fist, because a clenched fist cannot receive blessings. Put your palm out. Open it up. What can you put in there? Whatever you want. Whatever you want. Close it. Clench it right now. Make a fist. What can you put in there? Nothing. You can't receive blessings with a clenched fist. Don't be that person. Life is too short and abundance is too great to walk around with that fist closed. And understand that. And you may not even know you're doing it, because I didn't know I was doing it. I didn't know I was eating faster than anybody at the table till everybody started telling me that. And you know what? It felt awkward and my face got red and I felt embarrassed when that girlfriend's father told me that. But thank God for him that he was, told me the truth. He was probably 50 and I'm 18. You're like, dude, settle down. That's a great life lesson. You don't need to be the first. No, I'm still working on it, man. I'm 50 years old myself now. I'm still working on trying to eat slower. I'm trying to eliminate that part, that scarcity mindset of myself, okay? Don't be that person. Life is too short. It is beautiful, man. Just be present. Understand there is money everywhere. Jobs, business, networking, acquaintances, anything you want when you have the palm open. And you know what's open? The mind. And let me leave you with the cliche that you probably heard, but a parachute only works when it's open, right? Same thing with your mind. It only works when it's open. So be that person. Enjoy life. It's really awesome while you're still alive, all right? And happy Friday. I love you guys. Make sure you leave a 5-star rating for the Everyday Saturday podcast. Just get on iTunes. No big deal. Just click 5 stars. That's it. It takes 1 second, probably less than a second, probably half a second. Click that 5 stars for the Everyday Saturday podcast and have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Everyday is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Everyday is Saturday.